Now, before we continue with your questions from people at home, we'll first of all ask some questions of our panel here that we wrote earlier to test their mettle. So we'll have two teams. Philip and Jess, you're going to be team one, and Eleanor and Fran, you're going to be team two. Now, because it is a World Cup year, we're feeling pretty sporty, so we've got some speedy-inspired questions to kick off with. Did you see what I did there? Right, team one, Philippe and Jess. Talking of round ball-shaped things, there's the sport link. Planets. Which goes by more quickly, a day on Venus or a year on Mercury? What do you think?
You're the physicist, so I'll trust you on this one.
What's shorter?
You can take it.
No.
Okay, let's go with a year on Mercury.
You're going with a year on Mercury. You get a bing for that one. That's indeed right. A day on Venus is 116 Earth days long, but a year on Mercury is just 88 Earth days. Venus turns very
so
slowly.
Cute.
Right, plus one for team one. On to team two. Eleanor and Fran, which is happening faster, the growth of Mount Everest or the separation of the Earth from the Moon?
Ooh, blimey.
That is a great question, which I've never thought of before.
I have no idea.
Well, we can get...
Mount Everest, like, I don't even know if Mount Everest is growing. Is it growing?
Yeah, I think it's growing. Okay. Yes, it's growing. I'm going to go with Mount Everest.
Yeah, my
I know...
instinct is Everest. Mount Everest.
Okay, going for Everest.
Oh.
I'm very sorry to burst your bubble, but in fact, it's the moon. Everest is growing by 4 millimetres a year. The Earth and the moon are separating by 4 centimetres
wow.
a year. And that's because the moon is gaining angular momentum from the Earth. Because the moon is going round the Earth and the Earth is turning inside the moon, that's why we have tides, of course, because the water on the Earth is being attracted by the moon. But because the Earth is turning inside the orbit of the moon, that bulge of water on the surface of the Earth close to the moon is slightly ahead of the position of the moon in its orbit, and it's dragging the moon round with it, giving some of the Earth's spin energy to the moon, accelerating the moon, so the moon is therefore moving further away from the Earth progressively by up to 4 centimetres a year. And we know that because of a laser, which Jess told us about earlier, which is being bounced off a mirror, which is on the moon's surface put there by the Apollo missions. Or if you believe the conspiracy theory, it just got there. Team one. You're in the lead at the moment, team one. Which is faster, Usain Bolt or an African elephant? You can even try what happens if Usain Bolt is chased by an African elephant, if you want to consider the question in a slightly different way.
I was going to say, that might change the answer, though.
It doesn't, does it, in the grand scheme of things? But... Unless he gets caught.
Okay.
I have seen many documentaries of elephants running.
I've seen Usain Bolt running. And he's very fast.
He is extremely fast.
You're the elephant expert.
Well, I mean, we've never seen...
He's a neuroscientist, isn't he?
Well, I can tell you from their cortex... that it's quite heavy.
Their brain.
So they might go a bit slower than Usain Bolt, who has a smaller brain to carry around. So I'll go with that neuroscience answer.
Okay.
If I'm honest, I don't think it's the brain that's the major mass contribution in an elephant.
Let's
I'm just
go,
saying.
Let's go with Bolt. Let's go with
you're
Bolt.
Going with Usain Bolt. Okay, here we go. You are correct. Elephants can manage 25 kilometres per hour, but Usain Bolt has been clocked at over 47 kilometres per hour. So, team one, you're streaking into the lead. Okay, let's see what happens with Eleanor and Fran now. Which moves faster, the electrons in a wire or an F-18 jet?
Ooh.
So, by the electrons in a wire, that's quite a complicated question.
I know, you're on a complicated
really,
show.
It's they're not really just zipping through the wire, they're sort of bumping into each other and there's sort of pseudo-particle motion.
So what are you going to go for? Which do you think goes faster? Is it the electrons or is it the jet?
My instinct is the jet. It's going to be very embarrassing if I'm wrong on this. What do you think?
I bow to your superior knowledge of electrons.
It sounds to me like you're going for the F-18.
It's a lot of subtleties that make the question harder. I do not know the answer. I'm going for the jet.
Yep, it is the F-18. You are quite right. Good to go with your instincts. Always trust your instincts. F-18s can do 1,915 kilometres an hour, or thereabouts. But the speed of individual electrons in a wire is just 0.2 millimetres per second. Now, an electrical signal moves along a cable at almost the speed of light. That's absolutely true. But the individual electrons that carry the current are actually moving very slowly. And that's because electricity moves along a cable a bit like if you had a tube full of beads and you pushed in a bead, an electron at one end, it shunts along all the other beads inside the tube. So another one comes out the end, but the individual beads, the electrons, move incredibly slowly. So that's why it's only about 0.2 millimetres a second. So it's two plays one, and let's see what happens on the final round here. Team one, back to you. If you could drive vertically at motorway speeds and in a straight line, which would you reach first, space or the deepest point of the ocean? What do you think?
Oh, definitely space.
Yeah, let's do it. I can't drive, so over to your superior knowledge.
Let me just get this right. You reckon that driving at motorway speed vertically, either up or down, you're gonna get to space before you get to the bottom of the ocean? Yeah, that's what you're saying, yep.
Let's do a clever kind of frown way of answering this. It depends where you define where space begins. But yeah.
Where do you start also is a good...
I'm pretty sure. I'm going to go with I agree with you. The International Space Station is closer to us than Glasgow, right? So I think we could go with that.
Okay, you're going to go with... You're going to go with space. No, you're not right. Actually, you'd reach the ocean floor first. And this is because the edge of space is about 100 kilometres above the surface of the Earth by our definition of where space starts. The Mariana Trench in the Pacific is, in comparison, 11 kilometres deep. That so you'd get there a lot quicker. The International Space Station about 400 kilometres up, Jess. So it's... Glasgow is a little tiny bit further than that, but
at least we had that.
Yeah, so you didn't get that one right. So now it's all on you guys, Eleanor and Fran, to see if you're going to manage to equalise, which will push it to a tiebreak situation. What unit of... This is nasty, OK? I'll give you this. Nasty, this one. Which unit of time happens faster, a shake or a jiffy?
Can we answer the elephant questions? A shake or a jiffy?
I was unaware that either of those were actually defined units.
Depends what you're shaking, you know, because you say two shakes of a lamb's tail, you know, what you know, maybe it's another type of animal.
Yeah, I don't know at all. A jiffy sounds quicker, yeah. You know, just a jiffy, whereas a shake, you know... Maybe I like to shake for a long time.
Okay, let's go with jiffy.
Jiffy.
You're going with a jiffy?
No!
Did you know that, Jess? You had your hand up.
No, I had my hand up because I liked the look of the Canadian while that was happening. He was like, what is a shake? What is a jiffy?
Not a milkshake. A shake, actually, is a top secret unit which was coined for the Manhattan Project. A shake is 10 billionths of a second. A jiffy is used in computing engineering, and it's 100th of a second. In other parlance, an eye blink is about 10 jiffies, or roughly 10 million shakes. So, you've got zero for that one. So I think that was, therefore, Jess's team. Did you have it, don't you? I think you got two. So unfortunately, Eleanor and Fran, you didn't win this week. So the big brains this week, Philippe and Jess, with their amazing knowledge of elephants and Usain Bolt running. Very well done.